Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP. Nephew Black, is you on the line, dog?
I'm here.
Our lovely host, D Lovely, a.k.a. DJ.
I'm here, babe.
And my nephew, Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Show.
Yo, what up?
Okay, this is Night Court. The rules are simple. I read the subjects. You expand and give your own opinion, whether they got to go down, if they're innocent or if they're guilty, or if you agree with going on or you think they should do this or that, depending on the subject. Tonight's docket number is 05. That's for the month. 019, that's for the date, today's date. And 2011, which is the year, -01 for the first case. And the first case, I ain't even going to read about it. I'm just going to say it off the top of my head. Is about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did I say it right, DJ?
You did well.
He's acting like a nigger. I just had to get that out because it's on my heart. I want to start with DJ on this subject. You know, as we all know, Arnold had an outside affair that was inside the house with a housekeeper. He admitted, acknowledged on Tuesday in a statement, that he had fathered a child with a member of his household staff a few years before running for governor, a secret that he hid from his wife and that aides said he kept from them. DJ, do you think on the question of morality, which we know, I know the answer, but I just want to know, the question of morality concerning Arnold, was he dead wrong for doing this, or was he justified in doing it so he could at least be governor of California?
Really? Are you really asking me this?
I'm really asking that question because he thought he was right.
Who thought he was right?
I said he thought he was right.
I don't think he thought he was right. I think he thought he could get away with it, which is different than being right. I mean, that's like saying if I rob a bank and get away with it, it may not be right, but as long as I don't get caught, the money's mine.
I'm going to be honest with you. In essence, he did get away with it because he was governor. And he didn't get caught till afterward. He ain't governor no more.
Okay, here's where we differ, because I think that what he did, which is different than what you said he was acting like, once he found out that he had a child, he did everything he could. He gave it all the money he could give it. He gave her a good place to live. He took care of them. Now, he may not have told everybody else, which if you think about it, it's none of your business. This don't have nothing to do with us. The court of public opinion is different than what's going on in his own household. Morally, he should have talked to his wife should have known. But whether we know or not, that's none of our business.
Right.
Because he took care of his child. You have to remember, from day one, from the day he found out that it was his child, he's been taking care of it. And probably everybody around that child who may have known.
The little kid walking around talking about, I'll be back.
Yes,
nephew Black.
Yes.
Okay, same question. Give your opinion on this Arnold Schwarzenegger situation.
You're being so careful. I love it.
What I need to know is, did his wife see this kid? There's no way she can. How could she see this kid and not know it was his?
Seriously.
There you go. That's true, too.
Yes.
She was blind. Hey, in the words of Flavor Flav, she was blind. Blind to the fact. I'm going with my. So obviously, you agree with what DJ said, right? That's
oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I agree with her, definitely.
He got to go down. Mr. Bugs, your feelings on the situation of Arnold Schwarzer, you know who.
Arnold Schwarzer, I know who, yeah. I agree with Nephew Black and DJ as well. The Terminator is no longer the Terminator. He's the Terminator. The Terminator. Yeah. So, you know, with all that said, he's done, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got to go down.
Yeah, mark him in the book as dead. He's dead.
Gotta go down.
Case 02. You guys have been watching the NBA playoffs, and
oh wow!
I'm going back to the Laker game when they played Dallas, and Andrew Bynum was suspended and fined for a flagrant foul against J.J. Barrera. He fined $702,272 plus $25,000 for taking off his jersey because he wasn't ripped. He looked like a 7-foot doughboy. Anyway, if somebody put their fist in his stomach, he would go, I'm gonna go with Mr. Bugs on this since this is his team.
Nah, I knew you were gonna have me go first on this subject. But
was he wrong for knocking him over?
Yeah, I have to say he was wrong. He really was. He shouldn't have took his jersey off, number one, and that flagrant foul, that was a pretty hard hit. But, you know, it was the heat of the moment. The Lakers were getting tore up that game. How much did they lose? By 99 points or something like that? That's what it seemed like. You know, I don't even know why I'm even talking about this anyway, because I'm still mad as hell about it. So, in all seriousness, though, he was wrong, and he's out.
Got to go down. Nephew Black.
Oh, man, I was surprised he didn't hurt his knee again trying to hurt that guy. Because, you know, he's always hurting anyway. I don't know. The game was over. He should have just let it die out. I know with the heat of the moment, but there was no more heat for the Lakers. So he should have just took the loss and sat down.
Nice to go down. DJ, are you familiar with this?
Oh, yeah.
My bad. I don't know. You know, a lot of women do watch basketball and do watch the games and football. I didn't know if you did or not. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite the basketball fan. You know, the Laters. It's later for them, but
the Laters. Oh, you messed me up on that one. Because DJ is listening too. And not DJ, but CJ. CJ is listening in. And she calls them the Fakers.
Oh, see, yeah. Well, you know, I guess the thing about it is I was more concerned about not only being a flagrant foul, but the fact that he could have seriously injured this man. And ended his career. It's no telling how bad this really could have been. So, you know, he's got to go down for this because that's unacceptable. You can't let the game take you so far that you can't come back from it. And that's all people are going to talk about him about for a while now. I mean, he's not going to be remembered for anything else. He can do no matter what else he does. This will always be what they talk about.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, he has to go down. The third case. In Florida, could a photo of pig pen get you 30 years in state pen? You've heard all the pictures worth a thousand words. Turns out if a Republican state senator in Florida gets his way, a picture of a farm might also be worth 30 years in prison. Senator Jim Norman recently introduced SB 1246 in the state Senate, which makes it a felony of the first degree for anyone photograph, video records, or otherwise produces images of pictorial records, digital or otherwise, at or of a farm or other property where legitimate agricultural operations are being conducted without the written consent of the owner. Now, my question for the panel is this right? 30 years? A felony? I'm going to start with DJ because this is her state.
It is my state. It is. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds and as ridiculous as it seems, you have to understand what the farmer's side of this story is. They're really
okay.
Concerned about you using these videos for things like – for agencies like PETA, and they want photographs of how they treat the animals. And they use them to kind of turn the product against the farmer. Now, if that guy's out there making a living doing what he's got to do, whether it's a pig or a cow or whatever, but when you've got somebody who's coming onto your property and literally farming, I mean, photographing how you farm, it's not because they're concerned about the process itself. It's more about trying to make sure that it looks as unappetizing as it can possibly be to indeed keep that process from going any further. So, you know, they're damaging the idea of somebody who, like myself, is a meat lover. I mean, I don't want to see how they kill the meat. I just want to know it shows up in the store nice and clean in a package so I can cook it. That's all I want to know.
I understand, DJ, but 30 years?
You know what? The first one gets 30 years,
30
there
years?
Won't be any more.
DJ.
It'll never happen.
In the famous words of my New York folks, come on, son.
Come on,
son.
It's never going to happen.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen.
So do you think it's fair? Yes
I think
or no?
It's fair. Yeah, I think if you were willing to go that far, then you need to at least be forewarned and know that the penalty is high enough that maybe they won't do it.
Man, so My sister.
Leave my
on the
meat
farm.
Alone.
I can't take no pussy of her. Take the cow. The police be right there. Come on. You know that's 30 years. You know that's 30 years.
But something you need to know, they also have laws like that in Iowa and the state of Washington. We're just following suit with some other states. So we're not the first.
Okay. I forgot Iowa was a state. Okay. Nephew Black.
All I can do over here is I'm over here shaking my head 30 years for taking a picture of my farm. That's late. Y'all rolled by.
I'm gonna throw something out wild out there. Suppose somebody want to do a remix of Farmer in the Dale. So for the album cover, they can have a picture of a farm.
And they better draw it. You better draw it.
They can have a picture of a farm. Be like, man, you going down. 30 years. If we got the evidence because we got the CD right here. Mr. Buggs dropped off.
No.
I don't know what
okay,
happened.
First of all, that's not true. All it means is you have to have written consent of the farm of the owner before you can't just come in and take pictures like hidden camera and all that stuff. If you've got written consent, then it's okay.
So I have to knock on the farmer's door. Knock on the farmer's door and ask him if it's okay if I take a picture of the bale of hay.
Yeah, or his cow or his chicken. Yeah.
So nephew Black, how do you feel about this? Is it right? The DJ said yeah. What you say?
I don't think it's right. I'm not going to kill somebody for 30 years.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, look. The way I feel, I should be eating one of them cows.
Yeah.
So I can do that.
That's okay.
Just,
we don't mind that.
DJ said yeah, and Nephew Black said no. Mr. Buzz dropped off, so I'm the judge. Wait a minute. I got CJ on the line. I know she don't want to talk. She's probably shaking her head right now. CJ.
Huh? Yes?
You heard what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Hello? Do you think somebody should go down for 30 years for taking a picture of a farm?
But they said, what was it, copyright or something?
Well, basically they're saying you can't do it because of the fact they don't want it. DJ said because she lives in Florida. See, I don't know. They didn't explain it in the paragraph I got. But she said they don't want to see pictures of, you know, how cows are mutilated for slaughter, for, you know, the meat and all that. So, I mean, I understand not taking that, but they say if you take any picture of the farm, if you
without
go
written
and,
consent.
Yeah, whatever. Hey.
Yeah, 30 years.
Do you think 30 years is fair? That's all I want to know. That's all I want. See, somebody said to me, you take a picture of this farm, you going to jail for a year. Okay, I'm cool. I don't have too much to argue. But 30 years?
That's the maximum. That's not the flat rate.
Okay. I understand that, DJ. But if the judge having a bad day that day, my hair is out of place. Oh, it is. What? We're taking a picture. Oh, man.
You're
Mr. Buzz
that.
Is back. I find it insane. Anyway, Mr. Buzz, I don't know if you heard. You're back, right?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm in a bad cell area, but I'm back for now.
Okay. The case number two, which we are pondering on, because I just ain't understand. But anyway, if you take a picture of a farm, you go to jail for 30 years. It's a felony offense. Do you agree with this?
I wish you could give the whole story. If you're going to tell the whole story.
Yeah, well, let DJ tell you the whole story because it happened in her jacked up state. Go on, DJ. One more time for Mr. Bo.
Okay, first of all, 30 years is the max. And that is if it is a repeat offender. Now, the fact is, as long as you have written consent of the farmer, You can take pictures, as many pictures as you want. It's, they're saying it's no different than if you go on a school campus and start taking pictures of little kids, and it's, those are not your kids and you don't have consent. They're saying there should be a penalty. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Exactly.
30 years. 30 years now. You're talking about your 30 years for taking a picture. Okay, now what do you say?
Well, if that's the case, then I don't want to see my grandparents' house on Google Earth anymore, if that's the case.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah. I think 30 years for a farm? Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on, Zach. That's crazy. So you agree that it's crazy. It's not fair.
I agree. Okay. 1,000,000%.
Okay. So, Nephew Black, you agree, too?
I agree.
And CJ, since you're still on this one, I'm going to click you out after this one. Do you agree?
I agree. It's too long.
Okay. So it's one yes because DJ is from Florida, but we all said that's wrong.
No, we don't care. See how we're not paying attention to you. We're going to keep doing what we want.
Jimmy, that's wrong. And in parentheses, come on, Sad.
Yeah.
In parentheses. Whew, that killed it, me.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, 04. Thank you, CJ.
You're welcome.
Bye, CJ.
Oh.
Hi, DJ.
Okay, I'm going to let y'all J's go.
Okay.
CJ clicked out. She's listening now. We're back on. This is 04, case number 4. LAPD stops arresting kids on their way to school. Imagine you running late to school. Maybe you forgot your lunch. Maybe you had help. Had to help your younger sibling get ready for school, or maybe you just overslept. You hear the late bell ring just as you're approaching campus, but you're met right outside the school gate by a squad of police officers who detain you for 45 minutes and give you a daytime curfew ticket that carries a $250 fine before letting you go back to class. Okay.
Mm.
let me start with Mr. Bucks. Is this fair?
Hell no, it ain't fair. Hell no,
this is ridiculous.
Look, now, there's a lot of reasons for a kid to be late to school. Why they got to get a fine and be detained for 45 minutes by a cop? Oh, what? Are the cops bored? Is that what it is? Is the LAPD just bored? I mean, come on, now. Hell no, that ain't fair at all.
Nephew Black.
You're talking about a daytime curfew. When you're trying to get an education, you can't even afford to pay for your education, but they want to fine you for not being in class on time. That's ridiculous.
Okay, as we know, that is not fair. DJ, I wonder how you're going to answer this question. 30 years.
I don't even have anything to say. I think this is so ridiculous.
Okay, thank you. We're all in agreement on this one. That was unfair. I looked that up and said, wow, that is really ridiculous.
That's messed up. That really is. I mean,
okay.
I heard a lot of bull in my life, but that's got to be crazy.
That is crazy. This is 05. After this case, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back to the last four cases. This is, should copyright apply to Mike Tyson's facial tattoo? Okay, let me see. The lawsuit argues that the only authorized versions of the tattoo is the one on Mike's face. According to the movie The Hangover, Ed Helms quivered in fear because of Tyson's tattoo artist. The tattooist is trying to block the launch of the sequel with a copyright lawsuit, saying that the copyright he designed on actor Helms' face is actually a kind of tattoo piracy. In other words, they copied the tattoo that's on Mike Tyson's face. My question to the panel is, should there be a lawsuit for this movie having the same tattoo on another dude's face? I'm going to start with Nephew Black.
Oh, man, I think that's kind of stupid, too, because I don't care about Mike Tyson's face. First of all, it's ugly. And the tattoo is even more ugly, and we're talking about for a movie, and it's not a permanent tattoo for the movie, obviously. So I don't see anything wrong with them putting a tattoo on somebody's face for a movie. I don't think they should be getting sued over it. So I would think that that's ridiculous as well.
DJ.
Okay. I'm saying this, and I don't want any trouble. I'm just saying, if there's going to be a copyright on something, we need to copyright whoever that fool was that invented that rose that every woman puts on her breast, so that in 25 years we have to see that thing, and we shouldn't have to look at that no more. That's the one we need to get. That thing on my face is not nearly as bad as that.
That rose that's shrinking on somebody.
Make it go away.
And
man,
hanging
stop.
Down. Or you'd be walking by somebody older. Oh, man, your rose is hanging real low.
It's going real low. I see it down around your navel. You got me. It's looking bad.
So, DJ says, what is the answer? Is it fair? Should they have a lawsuit for this?
No, there should be no lawsuit for this. What's the? I mean, in the purpose of creating a tattoo so others will want it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't understand. The
I
process.
Mean, if that's the case, all the people that have been on TV with the bog wire around their arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. So I mean, okay. You know what I'm saying. I'm gonna have to click CJ in because obviously, Mr. Bugs is in Baton Rouge. And he can't get the cell phone reception. DJ, again, I have to use you as the third voice. Do you agree with this tattoo and the movie being held because the guy got the similar tattoo of Mike Tyson on his face?
No.
Do you think it's wrong or right?
I think it's wrong. I mean, like who was that said it was ugly? It is. So.
Now, you're talking about the tattoo on Mike Tyson's face.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
We done already said the roses is ugly, too.
Yeah, he is, too. No, that's not right.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you, CJ. This is bad. I mean, I agree with it, too. The judges agree with it all the way through that this is definitely wrong with the tattoo. Okay, I'm gonna play another beat so DJ can hear this beat. This is one of the new beats off the Love Brothers, a.k.a. the BZ Smooth CD that I'll be doing next month. Matter of fact, the first of next month. Here we go.
As Speaker of the House, I, Rolanda 700, stand before you, some who stand behind me in support, others who stand behind me with a knife poised for my back, but still, I'm ready to present to you, dead or alive, black face or black mask, the one, the only president, T-A-Z.
A-T-A-Z-T Live. We're back with the second half of Night Court. Four more cases. I'm on case 06. It concerns Sony's gaming security hole. They plugged it. The company said it temporarily took down a web page that allowed people to reset passwords for their PlayStation Network. Birth dates and email addresses were among the personal information that Sony believes was stolen. My question for the panel is Sony responsible if anything happens as far as identity theft to all these people that were on that gaming site that got their information stolen? I'm going to start with DJ. I know she's got a thick answer for this.
No, I don't. I just say absolutely. I think anytime you're a company like the size of Sony, you should have all the firewalls in place that you can, and you should not ever be subject to any kind of piracy because, I mean, you're one of the creators. You should be able to keep the firewalls high so that those things don't happen. And I think that's really messy on their part.
Mr. Bugs.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Anytime that you have a platform, whether it's PlayStation Network, Facebook, MySpace, whatever, if it has a virus and it's giving out personal information or whatnot, yeah, you should definitely take responsibility no matter what, because it is their platform, you know what I mean?
Right. And Nephew Black.
I'm going to agree with that as well. Anytime you have a company that's like worth millions, billions of dollars, there should never be a risk of somebody having their identity stolen and stuff like that. So I agree with everyone else.
Got to go down and take responsibility.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I know Mr. Bugs plays on sites like that. Am I correct?
Yes, and I'm glad I didn't have none of my personal information on there as well. And I was just in the process of getting ready to buy a movie before all that happened on PlayStation also. So thank the Lord that I didn't put my credit card in there.
Okay, case 07 to the docket number 05019-2000. And 11, this is -07. Senate rejects GOP oil drilling plan. The Senate rejected a Republican measure Wednesday to expand offshore oil and gas drilling in the U.S. coastal waters. My question for the panel is, does this mean my gas is still going to be high? I mean, dang all this other craziness. I don't want to be paying for this high A gas. I'm going to start with Mr. Buzz. Does this mean my gas going to be high?
It means your gas is going to be high. My gas is going to be high. My girlfriend's gas is going to be high. Everybody's gas is going to be high. I don't understand why we can't do this drilling. And on our shore, I don't understand. We don't have to get the resources from other nations. I don't know what the hell's going on with the people down in Washington, but they better get their A, B together. That's all I got to say about that gas. And my blood pressure.
Nephew Black, is my gas going to be high?
Yes, your gas is going to be high, but my question is how many years do you get for stealing gas?
30 is the magic number tonight.
Well, Nephew Black, I think you might get 2 years for stealing gas. But if somebody takes a picture, if somebody takes a picture of you, that might be 30 years. DJ.
Yes.
Is my gas going to be high?
Baby, your gas is going to be out of this world. Now, my recommendation is we all try to figure out how to make our own gas. And I have a couple of suggestions. But I don't think any of them are going to be ones that we're going to want to use because I don't think it's going to smell nice.
My gas is going to be high.
Your gas is going to be astronomical.
With an emphasis on astronomical. You guys are crazy. Case number 8. Let's get to the last one. Girlfriend turns in ho-hum bank robbery suspect. Investigators say a man suspected in bank robberies in 4 western states was turned in by his girlfriend after a failed attempt to win her back. The Denver Post reports that Anna Lynch confessed to being the so-called ho-hum bandit to his girlfriend, Julia Landstrom, at an Irish bar in downtown Denver. Jefferson County Sheriff Investigator Tom Asenio told the newspaper that the relationship was unraveling and they met as Lynch tried to win the woman back. Lynch reportedly owed Landstrom more than $11,000 and explained that recent deposits into her bank account came from the sale of stocks and bonds. She didn't buy it, and Lynch reportedly confessed to the bank robberies in an effort to come clean before her eyes. My question is, was this man dumb because of true love? Was he dumb? Either he got to go down or was he trying to keep it real for his girl? Somebody, W. Black, tell me. Was he trying to keep this real?
I wonder if he knew it wasn't working out. Definitely he's a dumbass for confessing to her. If she had nothing to do with him, what makes him think she's going to keep it a secret?
Exactly.
Real. He's got to go down for being dumb.
He got to go down.
Mr. Bugs.
I think the fool was trying to get rewarded for his honesty. I think that's what he was thinking. He was going to get a quickie or something, you know? But, nah. The fool is dumb as hell. He is. He's dumb. that's all I got to say. A stupid fool.
DJ.
Yes, yeah. Lord have mercy.
This guy got to go down for being dumb or what?
Well, you know, I think that he's dumb, but she's way smarter because I'm sure she researched to find out if there was a tip line to see if she was how much you get for turning this dude in because she obviously owed her money and she figured even if he doesn't pay me my money, I'm going to get my money. So she got it out of him one way or the other. If she's the one that turned him in, I guarantee you she's getting a reward. So she figured out a way to get paid. He should have used the Arnold Schwarzenegger defense. I didn't know. I thought I was the robber. I didn't know.
I didn't know for 10 years.
Exactly.
He got to go down. The last and final case. Students consider prostitution to pay for school. 1 in 3 university students in the German capital of Berlin would consider sex work as a means to finance their education. A study from the Berlin Study Center said on Wednesday, the figure in Berlin where the prostitution is legal was higher than students surveyed in Paris at 29.2%, and in Kyiv, 18.5%, the 3 cities they reported looked at. The study found that 4% of 3,200 Berlin students surveyed said they already done some form of sex work. which includes prostitution, erotic dancing, and internet shows. My question for the panel is, do you agree with this? Do you think it's right? I mean, now, over in Germany, it's legal, so not over here. But if it's legal over here and it's, everything is all good, do you think it's all right for people to have sex, to pay for it, to go to school? I want to start with DJ. I'm going to start with DJ. I don't know why, but I'm going to start with DJ.
Because we do it anyway. I'm just saying the least you can do is if, you know, you can get paid. It's or if it's legal, come on, man. It's legal? Are you serious?
it's legal in Germany.
I don't see the problem.
Okay.
I say if that's your choice and it's legal, do what you need to do to pay for your education.
Yeah, okay. And other things. If it's legal,
I might need to leave to Germany and sell myself for a little bit.
Don't stop getting
Oh, man. Mr. Bugs, do you agree with this?
You know what? No, it was a mistake. I would say no, I don't agree. But since it is legal over there in Germany, I have to say if you're getting the money legally, hey, by all means, go for it.
That's right. It's like working at McDonald's or Burger King. Just have it your way.
Don't need to know the ingredients for that special sauce.
That's right.
Don't need to know. That concludes this high court. I want to go back through the findings that the people have spoke on. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That nigger's got to go down. Drew Bynum, piling real hard. It was another got to go down. Definitely wrong. The farm photos. DJ said yes, which is just highly crazy. 30 years for a picture? And the rest of the panel, including CJ, who just listened in, said, that's wrong. That's crazy. Okay, so we all voted it's crazy.
Wait till your cow gets violated and see how you feel.
LAPD arresting kids late for school. We said that's unfair. Should copyrights stop the movie The Hangover because they got a picture of a tattoo on a man's face that looked like Mike Tyson's? Suing the movie is not right. We all agreed on that. Sony, in the security hole that they had, should they take responsibility? And we said, got to go down and take responsibility. Senate rejects GOP oil drilling plan. We all agreed that my gas is going to be high. Girlfriend turns in ho-hum bank robbery, thinking that the guy was going to tell and confess and try to put money back in her account. And she squealed on him. He got to go down for being dumb. And the last one, students consider prostitution for pay. We all said, go for it, get it, work with it. I want to thank everybody that's been on the show. It's 14 minutes. To be honest with you, I'm going to play a couple of songs and we're going to be out. Mr. Bugs, are you going to come back on and do a show? Do you want to say that information?
Yes, we will be back. Mr. Nephew Black and myself, along
Yay.
With T. Cope, Lady S. And also a new co-host, which will be announced on our return show. She will be with us as well. So, Nephew Black, I'll let you know the details when we get off our ATAZP show. But,
all right.
Yeah, we will be back. We will be back hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
And it'll be on ATAZP.
Absolutely.
This is a song called Broken Vessel off of Hammer's, one of Hammer's albums. This is April and Toya Smith, our cousins. They were on Hammer's CD. This is a gospel song called Broken Vessel. We'll be back next week. We got two gospel artists coming in, and DJ and me will be back on the scene with that.
We'll
love you, DJ. Thank you.
Love you, too. Thanks, guys, for coming through.
All right. Thanks for having
me. For having us.
Just to think that a broken vessel
could be free.
things I used to think about in life, da 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 da, ma da da. And the things that I believe in, da 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 to move and groove to what comes my way to me, yeah. To know you, yeah, is to serve you. And to serve you, yeah, is to love you, yeah. When you walk, I walk. When you move, I'm moving. I'm moving. Yeah, same thing. Speak to me, Lord.
The one pushing more white stuff and snow blowers. I know you're thinking you're quick, but you're much slower than the average. Born mad, lame, now you're savage. I guess killing your own is worth living lavish. One bright sunny day in the middle of June, your boy got popped acting like a buffoon. Came back blowing up like clowns and balloons, chasing every chick you could to the hotel room. It seemed from that point that you wanted to change, but instead you stupid and you wanted the street fame. Wanting every hood rat to know your name, every hood rat to rock your chain. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Still hoopers caught up in the whip, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, soon be laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray. Every day brings a chance that your life can change. Still hoopers caught up in the whip, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, soon be laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray. Now to the puffers, money lovers, and the rotten guts. Tight beats to make you bob your head, shake your butt. Real lyrics, keep it true, let you know what's up. Show respect to the Christ, he's the risen son. Yeah, now here it is again. Listen to the blend coming from within. Ladies and all the gentlemen, in the days, habits got you stuck, still playing games. Impressions made only in the mentals of a lame. Frustrated by life sales and people often kill. And hope a pockets feel, get a job, pay your bills. You gotta keep it real, handshake, seal the deal. It's hard to make a meal when your body's lying still. And throw by the flow of cash, your life soon will crash. Your people throw you slash, and then you make a day. You're ignorant, but I feel your intent. Try to make a man possessing power like Parliament. Oh well, will you end up in hell? You're on trouble's trail, standing at the door, ringing doorbells, big like pun. Now you got two sons, written like Ben Johnson. You're on the run. Remember when you snitched here? Still you did a bit. Shocked out, but you came back home to live. Tried to raise your kids, and you hit a skid, broke into a crib. Evidence, you tried to rid. You're an enemy of the state like Will Smith. The night you're hitting splits, breaking on fists. So now that you be laying stiff. Every day brings a chance that your life could change. Still losers caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, soon be laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray. Every day brings a chance that your life could change. Still losers caught up in the whips, kicks and chains. Fat in the game, soon be laying flat in your grave. Mixed in between the wheels and heels, calling it gray. Now once again, the villain thrown in, the lion's in. Need to know where will it end and where did it begin. And sin soon to be covering me, just like my skin. I need to get my life right and quit following trends. Now I'm striving to do better soon. You'll be arriving. No need to be conniving. I'm simply recognizing the rights that you gave to me on Calvary. No more bound by stupidity. I want to be free. Gotta need you.